This year, as Vermonters see a new governor and lieutenant governor begin their terms, new presiding officers are also overseeing the legislature. In the democratically controlled House, Mitzi Johnson became the third female speaker to lead the chamber. The Senate is being led by a Democrat progressive from Burlington. Tim Ash has been a member since 2009, sitting on key committees, including finance and judiciary. Now in charge of the Senate agenda, he says the legislators' key challenge comes from outside the State House.
Overarching everything else is trying to manage the state at a time of great uncertainty in Washington. And I don't mean that in a partisan sense, but I think it's pretty clear that on virtually every major policy front, we don't quite know what to expect in the coming year. And so writing the budget of the state of Vermont is going to be done with just a cloud of uncertainty and volatility hanging over it. On a more specific front, we have a number of priorities that we simply must move forward on. One of the primary efforts that a number of Senate committees will be working on is cleaning up our lake and waterways, Lake Champlain being the biggest of those. The effort has a price tag associated with it, upwards of $120 million a year for 20 years. Second one is making progress on the PFOA issue in the southwest corner of the state. We are trying to, one, maintain public health for all the people who whose water supply has been compromised, but also make sure that we're not leaving taxpayers solely on the hook to foot the bill for any remediation efforts. Two other areas that are absolutely critical are taking stock both of our substance abuse treatment and our mental health system in the state.
In his inaugural address, Governor Scott rejected the idea of policies and programs being funded with any kind of new taxes or fees. Is that feasible?
Well, in some instances, it will be feasible. If there are programs of government that are ineffective or need refinement, unquestionably, we can shift existing resources. I think the administration is going to find that it's actually difficult to establish a whole new framework for approaching economic development and other things without any new resources.
Senator Ash, in reading up on the new legislative session with a completely new legislature and new legislative leaders, you being one of them, some people described you as being very likable, but also as a hard negotiator. Being the new president pro tem, how important will that skill be?
Well, I actually do enjoy negotiating, but you know, one of the things I've always believed is that every person who's here in the legislature was sent here by voters and has an equal right to make the case for the policies that they favor. And so while I have negotiated strongly on behalf of the Senate over the years, we've always reached agreement, and I think that has required concessions on our part and acceptance of positions that have been held by either the administration or the House. Moving forward, I think that what will be important, especially now that we have divided government with a Republican governor, is to approach every discussion where there's disagreement, seeking as much common ground as possible. Our current governor served alongside many of us in the Senate and then presided over the Senate as lieutenant governor. So one of the great advantages, and it's typical of the way Vermont does political business, is that there is a lot of goodwill towards our new governor in the Senate. He's a personal friend of mine. And so while we may disagree, it's going to be very different than what people see in other states where everything is a public fight and trying to make the other people look bad. We're going to try and do the job right and have everyone feeling good and shaking hands at the end, even when we've had to make concessions.
An extended conversation with Vermont Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.